trip, which is Bud Sipple's son.
I was looking at that one.
I could have been nice and done that, but I bet.
I could have made the basket there. Yeah, that would have been easy.
I don't want to sit there, so.
Okay, let's call this meeting to order. This is, let's see, I didn't bring my agenda. This is the March 7th meeting of the Johns County Board of Supervisors, and we are about to go into closed session to do some interviews. But before we do that, we have a little bit of discussion just in terms of how the day is going to go, where we're at, and then we've also had a little bit of a monkey wrench thrown into our schedule, which is why Andy Johnson is here, and he'll talk to us about that for a second.
So I've had a chance to visit with each of you. There's a need to reschedule one of the interviews, and talking with you about your schedules, I think the best option at this point is to look at tomorrow afternoon, and it's my understanding nobody has any conflicts before the evening meeting. Obviously, we don't want to go too close. So I will be in touch with the applicant, and sometime as early as 1 and not later than 3 for a start time. And I should know by 1 so that we can post the agendas. Beyond that, between ISAC and some other commitments, it'll be a little tricky. It'll be sometime into next week, and I just figure we can have plenty of time to work that out, and if tomorrow doesn't happen.
Well, I was going to say, because we're talking about health issues, just keep in mind we may schedule something for tomorrow and then it may have to be canceled as well. So.
Right.
Can we just tell the applicant not to worry about that?
Yes.
Okay. On our behalf?
If you want me to.
I mean, right. If we post an agenda tomorrow and it can't happen tomorrow, it's no big deal.
Okay. Okay, so is everybody clear on that? And everybody's got their schedules ready for that for tomorrow? Okay. Then let's go ahead, Laura, and why don't you talk a little bit about what we're planning to do here today.
Okay, the interview is at 10 o'clock. You should have 2 packets. And you first would have the application materials, including the cover letter, the resume, and the application. And behind it are the interview questions for the first round. And then the 11 o'clock will be via Skype. And there should be the same information, the application material with a set of interview questions.
Okay. And Laura, I'm assuming that our plan will be now, once we finish the final interview, which obviously we're rescheduling to tomorrow, then we'll take some time and discuss all the candidates.
Yes. Okay. And then we generally ask the questions the board does in a round robin fashion after our candidate's introduction.
And we, these are ours.
For your notes.
Yeah, the sheet that looks like this, you take your notes on that. So.
I kind of assumed, but I didn't.
Sure.
Right all over it. Yes.
Although you do want, obviously, it's confidential stuff, so you can store it carefully.
And there are 20 questions. We should be able to get through all the questions. And then the candidate should also have time to ask the board any questions.
So first is phone, second is Skype.
Well, first is in person.
First is in person, mm-hmm. Second is Skype.
It's awkward, but
so does the place better than nothing? Is it?
Well, Julie was in here. I met Michelle.
Yeah, Julie and Greg taking care of it all.
The main thing is they have a hard time picking up Laura and Pat's voices.
Good one, Pat.
So they need to do this.
Oh, that's fine.
Yeah.
Okay, so does anybody have any questions then in terms of what we're doing?
I don't know how the board sticks to these questions. We don't go off script very often, and if you go off script, you need to do it to everybody. So just keep that in mind. It's not a normal interview the way you probably have done them in the past.
It's a structured interview.
Right.
So we ask the exact same question.
So if you go off script or you need something clarified, make a note of it so that you can do that every time.
Well, that seems weird. I mean, if you need something clarified, I would think it would be from the response given.
And
the next person might respond.
And normally, you may not need to ask it again, but if it prompts you to ask something that is a real question, then we need to ask it to everybody.
You just don't want to, like, introduce an entirely different new question.
Right.
And then,
Following you, can you...
Sure, can you clarify that, or can you expand? Okay. That's fine.
Okay.
Or if you said something... If she said something, we clarify whatever that is. But like I said, a new question that would be totally applicable to everybody.
I asked one once that caused, I can't even remember what it was, but it was a slightly different conversation. Mm-hmm. And so I asked that follow-up to the rest of the people. I mean, so that they had a chance to talk about that topic too, you know.
And Laura, everybody's submitted a request for Zach, or do we assume it's all Zach?
We don't have one yet from the first candidate, but I believe they're filling it up right now.
Okay.
I talked to them all about it.
Just so that we can go into executive session.
We're supposed to have an actual
request from the person.
Have we finished? I can maybe go into executive session, but I don't have the language in front of me.
Well, I want to wait because we don't have the request.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
So
we have another 5 minutes.
Why don't we go ahead and we'll just take a short break, recess, short turn.
With jokes here, that's
okay.
Mushroom.
Okay, we now have a request for executive session.
Can I borrow it?
Language.
I move we go into executive session pursuant to Iowa Code Section 21.5.1I to evaluate the professional competency of individuals whose appointment, hiring, performance, or discharge is being considered.
Second.
Moved by Reddick, second by Carberry. Discussion. Roll call.
Reddick?
Aye.
Green Douglas?
Aye.
Sullivan?
Aye.
Carberry?
Aye.
Arnie?
Aye.
Motion carries.
So I'm glad to figure out that this.
Okay, we're back in regular session. We are done with two interviews now. Andy has been working on scheduling an interview for tomorrow for the candidate that had to reschedule. I think when we get up to our office, we should know if he's got that scheduled, but we also need to be flexible because it sounds like things could continue to change, so just urge folks to do their best to keep in touch with Andy, and we'll just have to try to play this by ear as close as we can. As soon as we're done with that final interview, then we will have some discussion about all the candidates, and we'll also have some discussion about how we want to proceed in terms of second and all that stuff.
I think I can ask this question. On Wednesday, it's County Day at the Hill. How early were people planning on leaving?
I haven't seen the schedule. That's what I haven't seen.
Yeah, I don't know
what
the schedule was.
But there's usually...
Registration at 9, I think they start at 10, actually.
Yeah, 10 is usually
okay.
About right.
So pretty early.
Yeah. Okay. Any questions from anybody?
Yeah. Well, just on the schedule, is everybody planning on going to Des Moines?
No. I'm not going to be there.
Yeah, I'm going.
I'm going just Wednesday.
That's kind of what I planned.
I'm going to Spring School. I think the Water Quality Committee is going to be meeting as well.
Well, maybe somebody could look at the schedule and see if you didn't get there till a certain time, what you would have missed.
Well, Andy,
I don't know.
Andy's working on all this, so we'll let him figure that out. He'll be in touch with us. So. Okay, thanks, everybody.
Worked out good.
Quick question.
Yeah.
So tomorrow, the earliest we would have an interview is 1 if it happens.
Yeah.
Okay.
That would, yes.
Okay, I'm glad I didn't. We got an email in Andy saying that just to be safe, we had better plan for next week for that final interview. So we will talk about that with Andy, and Laura will be in touch with you. Okay, anything else?
Well, we couldn't. We had the 14th set aside anyway.
For seconds, you mean?
Yeah.
That probably makes sense. Do people have the majority of the 14th open?
Yeah, I don't.
Do you have part of it?
I actually don't know because...
We have the 14th is a Monday.
It's a weekend.
And then we have the 15th, right?
Well, yeah.
The 15th is now like Janet Linus.
No, that got changed because of...
Okay.
So
I have a liaison that I can reschedule with ME.
Let me back up. Yep. Janelle, is the whole 14th out for you?
I won't know until Sunday night.
Okay.
I would like it to be out. That means I'm doing well.
Okay.
But on the 15th, I'm completely free.
Yeah. This is, you know, going to throw off our timetable a lot, especially if someone needs to give a 30-day notice.
Well,
I think that's our
only choice.
We have to do that. I mean, it's spring.
If we need to schedule something on Tuesday, could folks do...
I'm wide open on Tuesday, the 15th.
I would need to... How about, like... Could folks do noon?
Uh-huh. On which day?
Tuesday.
I got to look at my calendar. I'm going to say either noon or we could do an evening, we could do a morning. I don't care.
I could do noon or I could do after like 3:30.
I'm just going to hold noon to 5. And then, okay. So we're holding tomorrow 1 till our meeting and we're holding next Tuesday.
We don't have to hold tomorrow at all.
Oh, there's no way that will work.
That's not going to work.
Okay.
Andy said so. Yeah.
Okay.
So we're holding noon on the 15th, and then I have a personal thing that I can't get out of at 2, but it'll be over by about, I could get back by, certainly by 3:30.
So I'm just then going to go to 6, because if we started at 4, we'd interview till 5.
I'm going to hold that open.
Then we have to talk.
Yep.
All right, so I'm going to hold that until 6, just in case.
I'll be safe.
Are we making a final decision then on Tuesday?
Well, we don't know. That's part of our discussion.
So I'm going to hold noon to 6, realizing that at one point Rob's going to be gone and it won't happen anyway. But I didn't want to in and out.
That's between what times?
Has everybody got that?
Not between what times, right?
Noon to 2 and then
noon to 2.
Yeah, it'd have to be done about 1:30, and then I could start again at 3:30. Okay. All right.
All right.
Okay, we'll share that with Andy, and we'll see if that works. I'm assuming that we'll be in touch with that candidate, and Laura will let you know. Okay? Anything else from anybody? Okay, seeing none, we're adjourned.